From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. troops are on the ground in Libya. The U.S. Defense Department acknowledged Wednesday that U.S. military forces are on the ground in Libya, looking for potential partners in what could soon be an expanded campaign against the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said, "We are extremely worried about the metastasis of ISIL to other locations, Libya being just one of those locations." He said, "We continue to monitor the situation, continue to work very closely with our coalition partners, with others in the region who have similar concerns about the situation in Libya. And I think," he said, "it's fair to say that we are closely monitoring the situation." He referenced the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, as indicating working with those partners and continuing to have conversations with people on the ground as to exactly what's happening there and the threat that ISIL poses to the United States and others. The Pentagon spokesman described the U.S. contingent as small, adding that they are in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. The IS group has been growing stronger there in recent months, cementing its hold on the city of Sirte and surrounding areas. A U.S. official familiar with the intelligence recently told VOA some 500 key IS officials and fighters who left Syria and Iraq last year have moved to Libya in what appeared to be a calculated effort. Western officials estimate IS may now have upwards of 5,000 fighters in Libya. Suicide bombers Wednesday killed at least a dozen people, wounded 30 others in Chibok, northern Nigeria town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say bombers detonated explosives at a checkpoint in a town market. This is VOA News. The United States is urging all parties invited to this week's Syrian peace talks in Geneva to show up without preconditions. It follows the dispatch of invitations by UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to various opposition groups ahead of the scheduled Friday launch of the latest international effort to achieve a political transition in Syria. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said that the U.S. has encouraged the Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee to respond positively to Special Envoy de Mistura's invitation. He said Secretary Kerry met last weekend in Riyadh with the HNC to express its focus on the need for a political transition, ceasefire, and a need to implement confidence-building measures, including immediate humanitarian access to many of the hard-to-reach areas of Syria. The HNC has insisted it should be the sole delegation involved in the proximity talks with the government aimed at ending nearly 5 years of conflict that has killed more than a quarter million people and displaced millions more. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday led a memorial service for the soldiers killed while on peacekeeping duties in Somalia. Al-Shabaab Islamist militants claim to have killed 100 soldiers in a January 15th attack on an army base. Kenya has not made public a casualty list, but the Kenyan forces have redeployed since the attack. Mr. Kenyatta vowed to keep Kenya's commitment as part of the African Union force fighting the militants. The service was also attended by Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed and Nigeria's leader Muhammadu Buhari. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is in France, the first official visit by an Iranian leader there since 1999. He arrived from Italy, where he closed business deals worth more than $18 billion. The visits come after the sanctions were lifted from the Islamic Republic as part of an agreement with six major powers limiting Iran's nuclear development. The International Criminal Court trial of former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo, charged with four counts of crimes against humanity, is underway at The Hague. Wednesday, the chief prosecutor Fatou Bensouda vowed to leave no stone unturned in the prosecution effort. The 70-year-old Gbagbo faces charges related to post-2010 election violence that left some 3,000 dead. Vietnam's newly re-elected Communist Party leader Nguyen Phu Trong vowed to continue the country's pro-growth policies, but insisted Vietnam will continue to be a one-party state. Speaking Thursday at the conclusion of the country's 12th Communist Party meeting, the 71-year-old Trong acknowledged a heavy workload of reforms aimed at a modern industrial state as he embarks on a new five-year term. Both Japanese and Chinese markets fell in Thursday trading, as did the price of oil. Wednesday, U.S. stocks fell after the U.S. Central Bank kept a key interest rate where it is. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.